Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in the Ma'ay Daf Samech Tes and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shvi, in the middle of Halacha Dalet. So we learn in the Mishnah that a person is coming for Shabbos, he didn't do Trumas of Isis. What should he do? He says that whatever will be Mafrish after Shabbos will be Trumas of Isis, and then doing Shabbos he can eat. And the Gemara brought the Braisa that Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon argue, and they say he should not do it, and the official reason is because maybe their bowel will break, and he will not have the opportunity to do Trumas of Isis. So now the Gemara continues in Samech Tes Amud Aleph, five lines from the top of the Amud. So the Gemara, Tam and Tanin, it says over there, that's a Mishnah in Gittin. Hamaniach peiros there's mafrish aleim. A person wants to be going and eating his fruits, but he needs to do Trumas of Isis. So instead of taking out from everything that he eats, he puts a pile on the side, and he says, he knows he has there a certain amount, and then whenever he eats, he says, oh, the Truma for what I'm eating, I'm going to be mafrish from the pile that I put aside. Maestris are going to be in that pile. And that pile will be where he has all the Trumas and Maestris. The Mishnah again that says he can assume the fruits are okay because you have a chazaka that it's probably okay, it's probably fine, unless he found out that something wrong happened to the fruits. So the gears of the Shunin Yisqas has over here is quoting the entire Mishnah. Says the Gemara, This Mishnah doesn't go like a Beis Hashem because they are afraid that the barrel will break. The same way they're afraid their barrel will break, they should be afraid that the fruits are not here. Says the Gemara of Zero, Taman le mafreyer niskalkalo. Pramocho muudan ve'elich niskalkalo. There you're talking about backwards, meaning a person is about to eat fruits. He wants to know, can I do Trumas of Isis in the pile that's there? We tell him the pile is probably okay. Why? You have a chazak, it's probably okay. But here we're not talking about past, we're talking about future. You want to eat now with the idea that he will do Trumas of Isis after Shabbos. For the future, you don't have a chazaka. This is a similar idea that's brought down in the Gemara in Gittin. In the Bible, that is the difference between past and future. The past, you assume everything is okay. Future, not. Shema meis lechashish. To say a person died, I'm not chashish. To say maybe a person will die in the future, you are chashish. There's no chazaka for the future like there is for the past. Continues the Gemara and says, Taman taninon. We have a Mishnah in Me'ilah that says the following. Prutash le'egdish shenofla toichakis. If you have a money of hegdish that fell into a pocket with a lot of money. Oyja omar pruto bekisa ze hegdish. Or he said that within the pile of this pocket, one of the coins is hegdish. So the Mishnah is going to bring a machlekes between Chachom and Rabbi Akiva. Is there a Me'ilah over here with every coin that he takes out? The Gemara says, that this brings the Gemara of this Mishnah, Tana. The first coin he takes out, I mean all the coins he takes out originally, which is maybe Hegdish, maybe not. So then he's Moel Besofik. He's doing Me'ilah. Me'ilah is an Isser to enjoy Hegdish. He's doing Me'ilah Besofik because maybe that coin is Hegdish. When Daf Samech Tes one base. V'alashniya Moel Bevadai. V'alashniya means over here the last one. The last coin he takes out, then it's for sure Hegdish. Because he said that from this pile, one of them will be Hegdish. He takes out one, it may be Hegdish, maybe not. Takes another, maybe Hegdish, maybe not. Once he takes it all, he for sure took Hegdish. That's Tivri Rabbi Akiva. The Chachoyim Oimrim, Chachoyim say, Al Kulon, you have to say, Loi Mo'al Mispesofik. The first night is not Mo'al, because he could say, the Hegdish will be the next one. The Hegdish will be the next one. So you don't say that there's a Me'ilah. But on the last coin, then he's Mo'al. Because then for sure, now he said one of them will be Hegdish. So at least the last will be Hegdish. So the Mechlekes says, do I treat each one? Maybe it's Hegdish, maybe it's not. Or you say none of them are Hegdish until you get to the last one. Says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda, Avui de Rav Matria, Rav Yehuda and the father of Avnio, Hadot HaTemer Keshayu Eser. This Mechlekes says, when you have 10, so then what? 9 of them are not Hegdish. One of them is. So you, when you take one randomly, you want to know, is this Hegdish or not? You assume it's not, because it is. You go based on the Roy, you go based on the majority. The majority is not Hegdish. So there, Chachom say it's fine, and Rabbi Akiva is still machmir to say it's sofik. But if it's only two, so then everybody agrees that the first one he takes out is a sofik, because there's only two, there's no majority, there's no rov anymore. So then the first one he takes out is a sofik me'ilah, because maybe that's the hegdish. And once he takes out both, then for sure he didn't me'ilah, because one of them was for sure a hegdish. Now the Mishnah there goes on and says that Rabbi Akiva does agree in a certain case that there's no me'ilah b'sofik until you take out the last one. And that is when he says, Pruto minakis ze hegdish. Pruto that comes from this pocket will be hegdish. The Mishnah does not explain what's the difference to between the first case when he says one of the prutas in this case is hektish. So says the Gemara now, Shimon Lakish boy, can we have Yerchem? Shimon Lakish has a Yerchem. Ma'am ben Oimer bekis, he says in this pocket is hektish. Ma'am ben Oimer minakis. What's the difference when he says there is in this pocket hektish? Or he says what comes minakis, well, from this pocket will be hektish. What's the difference? So here the Gersa of the Vilna Gaon, Reb Chaim brings, the Gemara answers, kan toli ba'afrasha, v'kan ein toli ba'afrasha. Meaning, when he's saying that in this pocket there's hekdesh, you don't have to come and take it out. He just says, one of the coins is a hekdesh. Right away becomes hekdesh, and then you have a problem. But when he says minakis, he's saying, whatever I take out of it will be hekdesh. It won't be hekdesh until I don't take it out. So Rabbi Akiva agrees, right now there's no hekdesh over here. Only once he takes it out and specifies it, then it will become hekdesh. But if so, so why the last coin is hektish? He didn't take it out, he wasn't mafresh it. So explains Reb Chaim that Tanakama holds that the last coin automatically becomes hektish. Because he said, from this coin, I will be mafresh hektish. The first time he takes out, he wasn't mafresh it hektish, it's not hektish. Once you get to the last coin, then automatically becomes hektish. And on this, Reb Shimon Lakish comes to argue. Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon Lakish, even if he takes all the coins, he's not moyal because he was not mafresh for hektish. Kamo de tema le mafreyo tovel shotza, v'homa avakul le mafreyo chulin hoitzi. Meaning, Reb Shlakish bring a raya from our Mishnah. The same way in our Mishnah, we said the Reb Shimon and Reb Yosi say that until you don't do a fresh trumas mitzvahs, you're eating tevel. So if he ate the barrel, he ate the fruits, you don't say automatically the last thing that's left in the barrel is Truma and Meiser. Until he was not mafresh it out, it's not Truma and Meiser. So if the barrel broke, he didn't do Truma and Meiser. So you don't say the last one automatically it is. So similar over here. If he didn't take out the coin, it's not going to be Agdish. Even though he said one of them will be Agdish, but he didn't do a fresher. And here the next words, more we don't go, according to this curse of the Grand Arab Chaim, you don't see the words in the Kantoli Bafrasho, because Kantoli Bafrasho comes to answer the first question, not the second question of Reish Lakish. Continues the Gemara in Daf Ayin Amud Aleph and says, Omar V'yoyinio, Kan V'kan Ein Toli Bafrasho. Really, it's nothing to do with Afrasho. You're coming really to answer the question of Reish Lakish. B'nase Koimer Alietze HaKis HaZeh Yedei Pruto Hekdesh. Meaning, not that he said that one of the coins here will be Hekdesh. He said, this pocket that I have full of coins, I will eventually make one of them hektish. I will not leave this without making this something hektish. So as long as he didn't do anything, it's not hektish. Once there's only one coin left, this must be hektish because he committed himself to do it hektish. But it's not because he has to do a frusho. It becomes automatically hektish because he said, this will be, from here, some hektish will come. So either he will do it or it will be automatic once the last coin is left. And that's what we explained this price. So that's the reason that according to Rabbi Akiva, if he said minakis, the first nine are not hekdesh, but the last one is, because he said that this kis will have one thing hekdesh. Continues the Gemara and says, just to conclude the sugyo, Machavah shitos Reb Shimon Lakish, the Chorev Reish Lakish is contradicting himself. Tamun oimer moalim bepruto lefi cheshboin shloisha lugin. Referring to there to Nisuch HaMayim. Nisuch HaMayim is also hekdesh. It's three lugin of water. So if you have more than three lugin of water, whatever you take out, from before until you get to the last three lugin, it's not hekdesh, because only three lugin will be hekdesh. Once you reach the last three lugin, so then you're on moel by hekdesh, because this three lugin is hekdesh automatically, because he said there will be nisuch hamayim from here. So Reish Lakish is saying it. But Reish Lakish said you have to do a frush on our sugya. And until you don't do a frush, it's not hekdesh. And there automatically becomes hekdesh. So that's the one that says, the Chur Reish Lakish changes the shita, because there he says that if you do a moil b'prutu lefi chesh ben shloish shalugim, once you get the shloish shalugim, ve'alcho or ma'achim b'as, he doesn't say that. Says the Gemara, mean the atzach zanei chozo pashto. Originally he asked the question on our sugyo and he said you have to do a frasho. But then he came to the conclusion that you really don't have to do a frasho, maybe because he learned like a b'yayna, you don't have to do a frasho, just automatically becomes hekdesh, and therefore he says there by shloish shalugim that becomes hekdesh, and really that'll apply to our sugyo as well. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi D'mai Dav Samech Tes.